for example, in ECOG 6200, where we did the randomized trial of gefitinib, we did biopsies, serial biopsies like that, exactly the same schedule. And what we saw was something interesting with gefitinib. We didn't really hit the target.
What exactly did you look at?
We still saw activated portions of the EGF receptor. They weren't blocked in a week. Now, that might have been because we only tested after a week, but after a week of therapy, we didn't have everything blocked the way we thought we would. And so it might be that further things or other things are activating the downstream pathway. Remember, it doesn't mean we didn't hit EGFR.
Could it be a drug or dose issue in terms of that compared to, say, erlotinib?
It could have been. We don't have that data on erlotinib, but we want to see that when we hit with the antibody and the TKI together, that we're hitting our target.
So is that an entry criteria that they have a biopsy of a metastatic lesion?
For a portion of the study, but not the whole study.
So they can still get in, but that's what you prefer to do?
Yes.
That's interesting. You know, obviously translational work is increasing rapidly. What are some of the things that you specifically are going to look at in the tissue in this study?
So we're going to look at phosphoMAP kinase, phosphorylated EGFR, Ki67, a marker of proliferation, and phosphorylated AKT. But we have some other things, other crosstalking things. We've got a couple of other pathways that we're kind of looking at.